Exodus chapter 28. Bring Aaron your brother near to you from among the people of Israel, and his sons with him, so that he may minister to me in the priest's office. Bring Aaron and Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, Aaron's sons. You shall make holy garments for Aaron, your brother, to give him honor and splendor. Speak to all the skilled craftsmen, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, so that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, so that he may minister to me in the priest's office. These are the garments which they shall make: a chest pouch, a special vest, a robe, a special woven tunic, a turban, and a sash. They shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother and for his sons, so that he may minister to me in the priest's office. The craftsmen shall use the gold, and the blue, purple, and scarlet material, and the fine linen. They shall make the special vest of gold and of blue, purple, and scarlet material, and of fine woven linen, the work of a skillful craftsman. It is to have two shoulder straps, one on each side, so that the vest can be fastened together. The decorated band which is attached to the vest is to be just like it, made of gold and of blue, purple, and scarlet material, and of fine woven linen. Take two onyx stones and engrave the names of the sons of Israel on them, six of their names on one stone, and the names of the other six on the other stone, in the order of their birth. Engrave the two stones with the names of the sons of Israel, in the same way that a gem cutter engraves a seal. Mount them in settings of gold. Put the two stones on the shoulder straps of the vest to be memorial stones for the people of Israel. Aaron shall bear their names on his two shoulders as a memorial before the Lord. Make settings of gold and two chains of pure gold. Make them like braided cords, and attach the braided chains to the settings. You shall make a chest pouch to be used for making decisions, the work of a skillful craftsman. He shall make it with the same workmanship as the vest. Make it from gold and from blue, purple, and scarlet material, and from fine woven linen. It is to be square when it is folded, 9 inches by 9 inches. You shall arrange settings for precious stones on it, 4 rows of stones. The first row is to be carnelian, diamond, and jacinth. The second row, agate, sapphire, and emerald. The third row, beryl, jasper, and ruby. And the fourth row, topaz, onyx, and turquoise. They are to be mounted in gold settings. There are to be 12 stones corresponding to the names of the sons of Israel. Each one shall be like an engraved seal, each with the name of one of the 12 tribes. You shall make braided chains of pure gold as cords for the pouch. Make 2 gold rings for the pouch and attach the 2 rings to the top corners of the pouch. Put the 2 braided chains of gold into the 2 rings at the top corners of the pouch. Attach the other ends of the 2 braided chains to the 2 settings, and then attach them to the shoulder straps on the front of the vest. Make 2 rings of gold, and put them on the 2 lower corners of the pouch, on its inside edge, which is toward the vest. Make 2 more gold rings, and attach them to the 2 shoulder straps of the vest in the front, close to the bottom, where it is joined to the band of the vest. Tie the rings on the pouch to the rings on the vest with a blue cord, so that the pouch is right next to the band of the vest, so that the pouch does not swing out from the vest. Whenever he goes into the holy place, Aaron shall wear the pouch for making decisions, which bears the names of the sons of Israel, over his heart as a constant memorial before the Lord. He shall put the Urim and the Thummim into the pouch for making decisions, and they shall be over Aaron's heart whenever he goes before the Lord. Aaron shall bear the means of making decisions for the people of Israel on his heart before the Lord continually. Ye shall make the robe that is to be worn under the vest. It is to be all blue. It is to have an opening in the middle of the top of it for the head. It is to have a woven binding around the opening, like the opening of a collar, to prevent it from tearing. To be placed around its hem, you shall make pomegranates of blue, purple, and scarlet material. Alternate them with gold bells, a gold bell, then a pomegranate, a gold bell, then a pomegranate, all around the hem of the robe. The robe shall be on Aaron when he ministers, and its sound will be heard when he goes into the holy place before the Lord, and when he comes out, so that he will not die. You shall make a medallion of pure gold and engrave on it, like the engravings on a seal, Holy to the Lord. You shall attach it to a blue cord to fasten it to the turban. It is to be placed on the front of the turban. It shall be on Aaron's forehead, and Aaron will bear any guilt in regard to the holy things, which the people of Israel consecrate as their holy gifts. The medallion shall always be on his forehead, so that the offerings may be accepted in the presence of the Lord. You shall weave the tunic of fine linen, and you shall make a turban of fine linen, and you shall make a sash, the work of an embroiderer. You shall make tunics for Aaron's sons, and you shall make sashes for them, and you shall make small pointed turbans for them, to give them honor and splendor. Put them on your brother Aaron and on his sons along with him. Anoint them and ordain them for their work, and consecrate them, so that they may minister to me in the priest's office. Make linen pants for them to cover their naked flesh. The pants shall reach from the waist to the thighs. They are to be worn by Aaron and his sons whenever they go into the tent of meeting, or whenever they come near the altar to minister in the holy place, so that they do not incur guilt and die. This shall be a permanent regulation for him and for his descendants after him. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.